Walter Booker on bass. Jimmy Cobb on drums. Vincent Herring on saxophone. And on cornet, the great Matt Adderley.
Thank you. a friend of Adderley. Fine saxophonist.
Member of a distinguished jazz family named Jimmy Heath. One of the Heath brothers. And the title of the song is Big Thief. Called Big Thief because it's dedicated to his older brother, Percy Heath, who plays music sometimes too. And that's why it's named that. And we start off sometimes with a song like Big Thief because it's kind of fast. You know, some people don't think you can play very well if you don't ever play anything fast. So we start off sometimes with something fast to let you know from the beginning that we can play fast. And we don't have to do that anymore. That's Big T. Here's a song that's composed by our marvelous bassist, Walter Booker. Walter Booker is one of the fine bassists in modern jazz, and many people don't know that he is the composer also. If you bother with Walter Booker, Walter Booker will get you. But Mr. Booker has composed this beautiful song. I only refer to him as Mr. Booker when I'm talking about this song. Otherwise, he's just booking. But Mr. Booker has composed this marvelous song that is reminiscent of a samba. It is a samba, as a matter of fact, from Brazilian music. This one is titled Saudade. Saudade. Saudade is a Portuguese word. We're not exactly sure what it means. But whatever it is the title of this song. So here's Walter Booker's marvelous song, Saudade. Thank you.
something. When we tried to play the chant,
it didn't swing too much. As long as we put in the check, I mean, straight ahead, baby, it was all right. So, now that all that's over, we never, ever play the chant anymore. And you're about to hear our version of the chant.
Thank you.
check.
Victor's dog.
Here now, we're going to feature our alto saxophonist, Vincent Harrigan.
Vincent's going to play whatever Vincent wants to play. Because this is an equal opportunity band. We do follow the federal guidelines. That is, we feel that each musician ought to have the opportunity to play whatever he wants to play sometimes. Under normal circumstances, I say what the song is, and I set the tempo, and we play pretty much whatever I want to play, which is the American way. It's my band. But we do believe in equal opportunity. And so Vincent is going to play now whatever he chooses to. And since we don't know what Vincent's going to play, we'll have to tell you what it was when it's over. So stick around, folks. Here's Vincent Harrigan, alto saxophone. Here he is.
Thank you.
Vincent Herring. I want to see, wrote a song that featured himself. There's Mama. Once again, Vincent Herring.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, how about our friend in the pianist, that's Rob McLeod. modern jazz is my favorite. The great Walter Pritchard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
plans to rise. Man named Joseph Zabidou. Joe Zabidou wrote that one, titled Scotch and Water, which is obviously what Mr. Zabidou likes. Most people who write songs about beautiful ladies. Laura, Michelle, my bell. Mr. Zabidou made his song Scotch and Water. So that tells you what kind of dude he is. It also tells you what he obviously likes more than Laura and Michelle. Here, we're going to do a song by another experience of ours, a man named Victor Feldman. With this one had a New Delhi, referring to that city in India, New Delhi. We don't need a New Delhi testament over that street. Here's New Delhi. Thank you. brought a new song. I like the name. We ought to leave that. Just call it a Sunday. Yeah, that's a swearing tune. That's probably a swearing tune. All right. Okay. Now we're going to play my favorite song. A song I like better than any song that I've ever heard. I wrote this next song. And it's the song that made the most money for me of any song that I ever wrote. I love this next song. Yeah, I wrote the song, felt so good about it, I made an album and named it the same as the song. I sold my 10,000 albums. Oh, and about 6 months later, my brother, the late great Cannonball, recorded the same song on one of his albums. Sold about 210,000 albums. I felt a little strange, but I took the money. There are a lot of guys in the class. Musicians seem to be got about 20 records on it. Then, a man named Oscar Brown Jr. wrote lyrics to the song. Once he wrote lyrics to the song in the same style, boy, that was good. And a singer you might remember in Nina Simone's record. I love Nina's record. But I think my favorite vocal record is the one by Quincy Jones and Dilly. And one by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra. That's good record. A lot of people recorded. And a little later on, a man named Herb Albert and his Tijuana Brass recorded. And he sold about 2.5 million records. That's when I decided that I was going to keep on playing my song. But I couldn't figure out what was wrong with my record in the first place. So we played. Basically, we play it every night because it's my favorite song. And I figured that one day I might get it right. And tonight might very well be the night for the summer facts. And as long as they're here, I might take a good shot at it. So here's my favorite song. It's called The Work Song. Here's the work song. Thank you.
Stick around, raining outside anyway. You don't want to go out there.